when you do the road, do you have to do the machine? Do they, do people demand it? I could see like I went and saw Leonard's. I saw who the fuck? I forget what it was, but he didn't play the song that I wanted to him to play.
Yeah,
and I was so fucking pissed because I went to San Francisco just to see his concert, and he didn't play the fucking song.
Yeah.
Do they get mad if you don't do the machine?
I've only not done it one time, and it was in Columbus, and Stroop came back to the green room, and he was like, "Hey man, we got some angry customers." And I was like, "Why?" And he was like, "You didn't tell the machine." And I was like, "Okay."
They obviously know it.
And I go, "Yeah." I go, "Okay." And he goes, "They're sitting at the bar, and they're not leaving until you tell it." So I walked out to the fucking bar, and I told the fucking machine story at the bar.
To two people?
15 people.
Get out.
Yeah, and but, you know, and I
did that feel demoralizing in any way?
No!
I'm not asking you.
No,
Were you kind of like,
No, I was a little shocked. I was, it was still very early in the story, and I was just like, I don't need to tell it every time. And then, so I said to someone the other day, I said, you know, you get really jaded in this business, like, you know, people would pay money to have a meet and greet, like to have people line up to shake their hand and say they like them and that they inspire them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, if you told me at the very beginning of this career that I would have any bit that people want to hear, I would be shocked. I would be
tickled.
Yeah. I would be like, fuck yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd be like, do I suck my own dick on stage? Like, what is it? I'll do it.
Yeah.
But
I've tried.
Do I suck my own dick on stage?
I've tried.
Yeah. And
the
so.
Problem with me is I get stage dick and it gets small and I'm ready to fight.
I've sucked his dick on stage more times than he sucked his.
It's a great closer.
It's the only reason I like doing stand not the only reason, but one of the reasons I like doing stand up here is that I'll never tell it here. Like, I'm never going to tell the machine story here.
Well, yeah, that's.
Even in a big show, you wouldn't do it?
I don't know, because it's just 12 minutes long. It's
What if the show that you're on is called Bert Kreischer Tells the Machine Story?
I just said this to someone. I was like, I kind of want to just go up. I was doing some show, and I was like, I kind of want to just go up, do the machine story, and leave. Oh, we're talking about doing the Calling Sick to Work show. I go, what if I just only told them on those? And I just was like, hit. And I just got up, and I told it four times.
Uh-huh. I can see why people. Do you remember the first time I ever heard that was when you did my old Lampoon show, National Lampoon?
Yeah.
That had to be almost 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. The first time I ever told it ever was 10 years ago when Isla was born. I told it. She had just been born, and I did Loveline with Dr. Drew. And so one of the kids in my class called in, was a caller. And they're like, we have a caller for
Bert. What do you mean, your class?
One of the kids I robbed. He called in, and he was like, why don't you tell him about the time you robbed us in Russia?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
I was just saying that to Sam.
Yeah, and Dr. Drew was like, what? And I said, oh, I robbed a bunch of my classmates in Russia.
I don't remember that part of the story.
Yeah,
that's the whole.
Yeah, and so I told him the story on Loveline, and then he goes, come back tomorrow night. I want you to tell it again. So I came back the next night and told it again. And then I told it in maybe five different places. I told it on Cowhead Show. I told it with you. I told it in Pittsburgh, in D.C. And that's probably it. And then I remember doing Rogan. I was such a fan of Rogan's podcast. We were talking about that yesterday. I was such a fan that I knew he wanted me to go on and tell the Tracy Morgan story that first time. And I was like,
that's a great story.
So that might be that one's awesome.
That's so much better. That's a better story in my opinion.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It's not as relatable because it has a lot of grit to it. Not that the machine doesn't either, but
it's a total relatable story.
But it's relatable, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I told the Tracy Morgan story, and at the very end of the podcast, I go, hey, next time I'm here, remind me to tell you about the time I got, because I just wanted to come back.
Right.
And I was like, remind me to tell you about the time I got involved with the Russian mafia. And he was like, what? And he was like, oh, you're definitely coming back. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then when I told that story that time, that changed the game for me.
Sure
that once, and wasn't even the best telling of it. It was just like but it was like, you know, it was like, I don't know. It was a perfect storm. It was the beginning of that whole fucking podcasting thing. And it was the beginning of like, you know, just people just becoming obsessed with Rogan's podcast. And
it's funny that's where that came from, because Sam and I were just talking, and he just did his, you know, the storytellers thing, and you know, we were talking about this, all these storyteller shows, and they're very fun to do. And Sam's like, I've got like four or five stories, and I've been telling them all over, you know, the fucking planet. And not that he's saying he's getting sick of them, but he's like, I'm kind of running out of stories. I go, you know what you do? You call your old friends from home. And it's funny that you did that, because I was talking to my buddy in Chicago. He's like, remember when we did this? I was like, fuck, I forgot about that.
I think Kreischer and Ari are two people that could tell a story about eating soup and make it interesting. Yeah. I think you.
No, you know what it is. You know what it is. I'm obsessed with stories now. So when I hear someone tell a good story, I'm fucking really invested. Mm-hmm. And Ari and I will talk about why stories are good, why some stories are better than the other stories, and that's the fucking. I'm obsessed with stories right now. But, you know, I have a real hard time because I know what it takes to make a good story. It takes it. You have to be doing it for 1 year on the road. That's to make a really great story. You got to be telling it for 1 year every fucking show. And then halfway through, it'll get mediocre. But then at a full year, you'll be like, fuck, that's a little murderous.
Yeah.
But it's just that fucking hard work is exhausting.
People don't know.
Yeah. I go, fuck, I wish. Because that means that's for me, it's like probably like a 10-minute, 8-minute story that just sucks. In the middle of my show just sucks. And I'm like. Like the one I told tonight upstairs, not that good of a story. But it's a really great story.
It's not a really great story,
but on stage it's not there yet because I have all sloppiness is still in it.
And all the long-windedness.
But nobody notices that. The one thing about you is like it's so tight. You're so tight.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And your stories are good too.
That sounds super fucking creepy. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in and checking out this sample of the Punch Drunk Patreon Secret Podcast. I'm Sam Tripoli.
I'm Candace Fight Nanny. We are asking for $5 a month, and that'll get...
Basically, you're getting 4 secret podcasts on Patreon. This is not pocket money. We're not taking this and spending it on Tebow's bags of leaves. We have a plan to grow PunchDrunkSports.com, and we need... the Patreon to grow. Guys, we're giving you 4 episodes live from the Comedy Store. Just go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.com, and support the show.